Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours, get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2278. $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, squaredconstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, Joey, Joey. Joey, Joey, Joe.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show this Wednesday, September 14th. Are you up nice and early? Then you're listening to me on the legendary KWXY. That's the home of great music in the Coachella Valley for over 50 years. 1340 AM. 92.3 and 101.9 FM. And at the end of that hour, we were just listening to Merv Griffin sing Joey, Joey, Joey. Well, then you can hear Joey, Joey, Joey sing. And then around noontime, wear red, eat chocolate, and have lunch with me at 9:20 a.m. where I started 26 years ago, as well as 99.1 FM. Because on this show, we've got the Daily Date Book, the Red Hot Treasure Chest, the Joey English Mystery Songs. We've got great interviews. We've got the Joey English Desert Date Book. and we've got music as well, albeit mine. So I try to put everything into the hour that will make it the best hour of your day. And after we're finished, we post everything on joeyenglish.com and my Facebook page. Sit back and relax. I'll drive. Do you have your day timer close by?
This is Wednesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Now, Monday was chocolate milkshake day. And let's see. Today is cream-filled donut day. I'm looking to see if there's more food in the week. What fun. Okay, this cream-filled donut day, DAP Health needs donations to help battle MPX, which is what we're trying to retrain ourselves to call monkeypox now, MPX. Donate, support, make an appointment for a test. All the information is at daphealth.org. UC Riverside invites you to the UC Climate Stewards. They're being held every Saturday through November 12th. Online, and it's hands-on. You can apply at palmdesert.ucr.edu. Climate Stewards, it's interesting how varied and informative that whole thing is. The Palm Springs Public Library and Julie Warren want you to know September is Library Card Sign Up Month. Now, the library is at 300 South Sunrise. Go to palmspringslibrary.org. Okay, let's play legendary with our good friend Wink Martindale. His vintage visit today is with Mike Love and the Beach Boys. And all week, Rick's playing mystery songs from the Beach Boys. And I'm not doing too well. From 1 to 3 p.m. today, Wink will do very well. Legendary KWXY Radio, here are the numbers. 1340 AM, 92.3, and now 101.9 FM. Check it all out at winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey pals, when I signed off on my show on Tuesday, I was having trouble having a senior moment right then and there. And I said, join me tomorrow for my senior moment. And it hasn't stopped. So now we will continue with our in-person senior moment. That means we start off as we always do with Alan Jensen from
the Neurovitality Center.
Bless your heart. I'm still sad about last Thursday's passing of the Queen.
Yes, very sad.
We all,
very
you sad. Know, I'm...
Long live the Queen.
My whole life, she's been the Queen of England.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
All of us.
You too, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
What an example.
Exactly, exactly. Talk about dignity and royalty.
I mean, you said she even went to a luncheon on Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
And then she died on Thursday.
Yeah.
And on Tuesday, she had invested the new prime ministress, the lady minister.
Exactly. I mean, as a friend of mine posted on Facebook that day, he said, you know, this is the end of true royalty.
Yeah, I wonder.
You know, the new king and the young princes and princesses, they're not that old royalty.
And King Charles is
now
talking about reducing the number of working royals, cutting the budget.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is what he should do, modernize things. But I'm sure that everybody who became the monarch had things they wanted to fix.
Yes.
Yeah. We just may not have been as aware of them because communication's pretty simple now.
If we could just fix it in our own country. But that's another topic.
Oh, yeah, that's another topic,
that's
isn't
another
it?
Story for another
for
day.
For another senior moment.
Exactly. Let's go back to that senior moment where we forget everything.
What's going on over at the Neurovitality Center this September?
September, I know. I can't believe the month is half over already.
I know.
Crazy. So we're very excited about a new program that we are starting at the Neurovitality Center. It is called the Desert Memory Club. And it is for people who have more advanced Alzheimer's and dementia. It is a safe space for them to come in and spend time with my staff, my specially trained staff, may I ask. They have been trained through the American Alzheimer's Association.
Wow.
In fact, we're partnering with the American Alzheimer's Association and the Inland Caregivers out of Colton, California.
Inland Caregivers. You've mentioned program, them before.
Yes. So between that and the Neurovitality Foundation, the three of them at the center is creating this new space. It opens October 1st. And what it is, Basically, it is a safe space for loved ones and caregivers to bring their clients or their family members who have more advanced dementia and Alzheimer's in for some respite period for themselves.
Exactly.
So we will watch them. We will take care of them. We have activities set up for them. They will get lunch. They get breakfast. All that, yes.
We'll take that.
Joey, I have you on the list already, so we're ready to go. We will, I'm trying to
trying
flag,
to give Lisa.
Flag. Lisa.
Lisa's in the green
Lisa.
Room.
We will take care of them while you go out and take some respite time for
so
yourself.
Is there a charge for this?
So
how are you going to do it?
We are charging. Unfortunately, it is a fee for service.
Okay, that's all
right. It's $20 an hour. Or $88 for the day, and it's from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
$88.
For the day.
Where did you come up with piano keys?
That's the number that came up when we put down the number, the digits.
Okay. So what are you calling a day, 9 to 5?
8 to 2.
8 to 2.
6 hours.
Now, go a little more in detail for me, because you could have people of varying degrees of dementia and Alzheimer's.
Correct. So working through the Alzheimer's Association and the Alzheimer's of Coachella Valley, little ding-ding for you there, Lisa, we will be working mainly with those people to bring in clients, but anybody can bring in a client. We're looking for people with more advanced Alzheimer's and dementia.
Because those are the caregivers who have the more intense duty.
Correct.
And maybe aren't getting the respite.
Correct. They're on 24/7.
Yes.
They don't have that moment to step away and take a nap or take a shower or cook dinner. So what this will give them is that'll give them a couple hours to go out and do some grocery shopping,
take a nap,
go home and take a nap. As one woman said, I can actually go home and take a shower and enjoy it. And not have to worry about what's going on in the living room. Yeah.
It's beyond having a baby.
Yes.
You can put a baby down, and the baby will stay in its crib, or it can't be ambulatory.
Correct.
And tell me about the training, because, I mean, some of these people can be belligerent.
Yeah, so my staff has gone through a very intense training through the American Alzheimer's Association, how to handle different types of Alzheimer's and dementia clients.
Wow.
It's a lot of just, you know, taking that moment, stepping back, looking at the situation, and moving forward from there.
Now, how many people can you have at one time in the room?
Our center can hold 24.
You can have 24.
Correct.
How many staff?
So the quantum for 24 is one staff member for every 6 clients. So I will have, if I have 24 people there, I will have 4 probably more like 5 staff members, just to make sure. Patty Perez is my current program director for this program. So you can call the center and ask for Patty or ask for that Desert Memory Club.
And is it every day, dear?
It's Monday through Friday.
Wow.
Yes. Yep. So, and Patty will set up a assessment with you and your person. So basically we're talking at this point, because of the level, we're talking to the caregiver or the family member at this point.
This is wonderful. Why did you decide to do this, Alan?
Because it's needed here in the Valley.
Oh.
The only place that people can go, and Debbie can pack me up on this, is Vista Cove. Vista Cove is the only other
What's
service.
Vista Cove?
So Vista Cove is it's a memory center for in-service, correct?
But
a residential memory center for people with Alzheimer's and dementia. But they do have 1-day program, but it's limited. They only can hold something like 20 people.
Okay.
And they have a wait list.
Oh, my. Yes, so, I can imagine.
Yeah. And so since, you know, this is one of the things that I'm, it's, of course, you know me, and near and dear to my heart because my mother had Alzheimer's and my grandmother had Alzheimer's. It's something that I've been wanting to start at the center.
This is great. It's called the Desert Memory Club.
And I have a flyer for
you. Oh, thank you. Push that down. Okay.
So,
oh, what a... Yeah. And it's starting now?
It starts October 1st.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you told me that.
I think it's that Monday, so I think it's October 3rd.
Let me look.
Look that up for me.
3rd.
October 3rd.
October 3rd.
Is when we open our door. But they can call now and get their assessment out of the way. So they'll be assessed by my program director, and then they'll also be assessed by my nurse. We do have a nurse on staff, as you know, at the center.
This may fill up quickly.
I'm hoping.
Can you, for instance, if my children wanted to treat me to this and I had Alzheimer's, could they make a standing Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 1 hour?
Yes.
Are you going to do it that way?
We are requesting that all the clients and their caregivers and family members make reservations a week in advance. Okay. Just because of the spacing that we have, we can do reservations a week in advance. And they can make the reservation for the entire week, or they can do a standing, I want to bring mom or dad in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for 3 hours.
But we don't really want drop-ins.
No, we can't do drop-ins, mainly due to the fact of staffing. We have to make sure that we have staff for the people that are there. And that's obviously for the safety of the client.
Okay, this is just wonderful.
Yes, so we're very excited about this program.
A small group setting, focusing on activities specifically related to long-term memory, cognitive skills, and personal and community interaction.
Correct.
Recreational therapy.
Recreational therapy. So there will be some exercising, chair yoga, stretching, things on that idea. We'll probably do that twice a week, three times a week.
This could be really beneficial to people who don't have these pluses at home.
Correct.
Did I say that right?
Yep. The other big thing, too, is, and Debbie can back me up on this, too, I'm referring a lot to, we're crossing
who's out
together.
There?
Exactly.
Isn't that Lisa Stanford?
Lisa is out there.
Or who's Debbie?
I'm sorry.
See, you're having a senior moment.
I'm having a senior moment. But exactly. The big thing with a lot of Alzheimer's and dementia clients is they don't get the socialization.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, they're basically at home with their caregiver or their loved one, and that's it.
That's right. And the television.
And the television.
Which may or may not mean anything.
Correct. So this is going to give them that socialization to interact amongst people on the same level as where they are. And they're not going to be put into a situation where people are having huge conversations and they get very confused and they don't know what's happening. This is going to give them that safe, that's why we're calling it the safe space. It's also a safe space for them, so they feel nurtured and they feel like, you know, these people around me understand what I'm going through because they're going through it with me.
Great.
And it's that type. So it's kind of also a support service for them as well.
How nice of you.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you're going to need more people and more room.
Yes. So Lisa, a.k.a. Debbie, I'm sure, and I are going to be talking a lot about this.
Yes.
Because this is the first she's heard of it today.
This is fantastic.
Isn't this fantastic?
Yeah. So we're very excited.
And we'll ask Debbie, Lisa, D-L-L-D. Do you think when Alzheimer's and dementia folks are around folks with similar challenges, they know it?
I do believe they do. Yeah, definitely. Oh,
they agree, Joey Pals. Everybody's shaking their heads. Yes.
Yes. I've seen that in past experiences when I've worked in other centers. They do. They know. And what is great to see is how they support each other.
Well, and I would think it will have a positive effect on everybody concerned. They might live longer, be a little more cognitive.
Correct.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll learn as we go along.
That is our goal. Yeah.
Bless your heart. Hey, Alan Jensen.
Yes, ma'am.
NeuroVitalityCenter.org,
760-323-7676.
I knew it.
And we're located at 2800 East Alejo Road. So basically, take Alejo from the mountain, and when you hit the runway, there we are.
There you go.
There you go.
Thanks for stopping by.
Of course, darling. It's so great to see you.
Thank you. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.